Blog Talk Radio.
Ady, I do believe I failed you. Ady, I know I've let you down. Don't you know I tried so hard to love you in my way? It's easy, let it go.
Alrighty, little Fleetwood Mac. Remember them? Raise your hands if you do. Alright, we're going to get right to it here. Psychic Little T is here in the house. And she's this love when she comes on. And she's also going to be taking your calls. We're going to have a little bit of a topic, and then we'll take calls. And I know the time with Little T is so short because the conversations are great, and then the readings are great. So, but just to let you know, after next week, Psychic Little T will go to a full hour. So she will be here one more week, and then she'll be starting at 8, so 30 minutes earlier, and then she'll be on for the full hour each Thursday, okay? So I can't wait for that, because, it really needs it. She needs an hour badly. All right. Just a quick note, I want to thank Bonnie and anybody else out there who sent prayers to me earlier this afternoon. I had a major foot pain problem. If you were here at the afternoon show at 3 Eastern, I was talking about it a little bit. I had to end the show just a little bit earlier. It's just back problems, and when you have pain in the back, a lot of times the pain will shoot down and to your foot. And many of you listening know exactly what I'm talking about. It might be a little bit different for everybody, but it's the same thing. And again, with walking, stretching, medicine, and cold packs. I have a chair that has a recliner that has vibration in it that helped. So just about everything helped. And a lot of times, if you can just get your mind off it, that helps. And had a great talk with Bonnie, my producer, my friend. That helped. So anyway, I want to just thank Bonnie and everybody that sent prayers. Thank you. So we're going to get right to Little T. Remember, at the top of the hour will be our friend Greg Keene will be here from Lilydale for a full hour. So there you go. Okay. And call into this show to speak to Little T, and then press the 1 on your phone. Okay. Okay, don't forget to press the 1. Okay, let's go to Little T. Let's bring Little T in the house. Welcome back.
I'm here.
Yeah!
All right.
That was awesome.
Perfect timing, right?
Speaking of your back problems, I too have back problems, and the doctor told me I need to start exercising, I need to lose weight, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. The typical doctor scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and I lost 20 pounds and went back to the doctor and said, "Doc, still have back pains. What's your excuse now?" And he just kind of laughed and he said, "Well, here's some ibuprofen." And, a herniated disc, now they're saying that you can have surgery nowadays. And back when I did it, when I was in my 20s, they were saying, well, there's a 50-50 chance you could have the surgery, it could get better, or it could stay the same. So I was like, okay, I'll keep the pain. But every time it rains, it gets aggravated, so I can understand the pain that you were feeling earlier. But I'm glad you're feeling better. But on a side note, I want to wish all the moms a happy Mother's Day out there, because it's some hard work we got.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. No doubt. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And I feel like I have a sense of what mothers go through, because with my wife's lupus, she has that kind of, a lot more responsibility fell on me with the twins.
Right.
So if the twins were not in school, they were with me. So, which I loved. I don't regret it one bit. And I'm glad I was there. So I know about, bringing the kids up and what responsibilities. It's a lot. It is a job.
It is. And it's even harder when you're a single parent trying to make ends meet. And it seems like the bills keep piling up. And, it is what it is. And, whoever's struggling right now, just keep motivated. Like, it gets better. You know, I've been in a rough spot for a couple of weeks now. To be honest, the last 3 years I've been in a rough cloud. But I know it's passing, and, you know, I had a car dealer call me. Well, the rent-a-car place, they called me every day for a week until I finally called them back to say, hey, my car was recovered. Can you stop calling me, please? And he's like, well, are you sure you don't want to trade yours in? I was like, no, I'd love my car.
Yeah, you had your car stolen, so they found it?
Yes, I didn't even tell you that?
No,
yeah, they
no.
actually found somebody driving it, and they arrested the person, and now I've just been having a heck of a time trying to get the cigarette smell out of my car. I'm not a smoker.
Right.
And my son has really bad asthma. And it's one of his triggers.
Wow, wow.
So I've been airing it out. But, you know, it's April, May, and it likes to rain here on the East Coast. Too much for my own comfort. But, you know, we need rain for flowers and more allergies. But, you know.
Right. So how was the car? Was it, other than the cigarette smell, what was it? You know, any damage of
the
sorts?
The only damage I found in the car was the hood of it. Like, they went too far into something and smashed the hood, but it's only maybe an inch, and it took the paint off. So I can have it repaint it, but other than that, it was still in full contact. I mean, still... You know, I was thinking, oh, it's at a chop shop by now, because
right.
I have a Honda, and they're very popular to be stolen.
Uh-huh.
But, yes, I'm sorry. I thought I told you that I got the car back.
No, it's okay. Yeah, no. So that's great news. So I'm very happy for you. That's
yes, I miss my baby.
Yeah.
I nicknamed her.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. That deserves a little applause.
Yes, but that's the rough patch.
Yeah. I mean,
but,
you know, I think we all have that experience, you know, going out, like coming back from a store, and you look for your car, and for a split second, you can't find it, and you
mm-hmm.
think, oh, my God, is it, you know, and you went through that. I mean, that must have been awful.
It wasn't even that. It was somebody broke into my house and took my car keys. And I was home sleeping. That was the worst part, to know that somebody was in my house while I was sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, anything can be replaced like that. That's materialistic. My life cannot be replaced.
Right. Right.
So.
Of course. Huh. Gosh. That's awful.
But she's back with me, and that's what I'm looking forward to. And. You know, of course, the salesperson was like, well, if you know anybody interested, and I was online looking at their cars before I got her back. But, you know, what people need to realize, too, is when I went to go get her back out of the towing yard, they charged me $260 to get the car out. My deductible was $500. So guess who lost out on all that money?
Yeah.
Then he says to me, well, I just had somebody towed, and they were over $3,000. I guess that was supposed to make me feel better. But I was just like, okay, great.
Wow, that's awful. Well, I'm glad, you know, that's, you know, it feels like, as you said, a turning point, though. You know, things get better. So, yeah. Do you want to, I know our time's so short, you want to take a call?
Yes, I do. Let's
do
this.
Time goes by so quick. All right. And then 2 weeks, you'll be on for a full hour. And if there ever was a guest that needs an hour, it's you. So
no, Mike, we need an hour.
Yes, I know. But you're the guest. So I'm always here. I'm always hanging around. So.
Well, that's great, because that means the listeners love us.
Yes. Yes, they're going to love an hour as we head into summer, and we end at 8 o'clock, which is a great time. So not too late, not too early. So perfect. Okay, let's go to our first callers. We invite you guys all to call in, please. Speak to Little T, 347-884-8245. And Psychic Little T is here each Thursday. So write it down, tell your friends. And then we also have Psychic Little T's website listed here and phone number. So it's right on the show page, phone number 609-320-7912. And first caller, we're going to go to area code 424. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Lynn, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm good.
Okay, before I even start, like, the word job just popped in my head. Was that your question?
No, actually, I was going to ask you about a move, that a relocation that I have been thinking on. And so I was going to ask you about that, when you might see or feel that coming up.
Maybe I'm not really feeling about the move, but this could be, did you plan on getting another job, or?
I plan on starting a business, my own.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Okay. So they are connected.
Okay.
You're going to
go
start your business and then move. That makes sense now.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Because the job is coming in like extremely strong. Like, I keep hearing job.
Wow.
Like, when you were talking about moving,
yeah,
it was like nothing.
Okay.
So
okay.
They are connected.
Yes. Okay.
Wow. Whoever is in, whew, sorry, the energy is just like really strong, and the energy is just like, no. Apparently you haven't been listening. So
about which
like, again, I can't stop thinking about job. Like, I just like keep beating my head up against the wall.
Okay.
So I don't know what field you're going into, or you're
trying
a different.
Well, I've always done sales. And what's kind of like been with me for the longest time is a little boutique, just a little ladies shop, you know, for women.
Like a secondhand?
You know, vintage. I would say vintage. Yes.
Vintage, secondhand.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I so see you doing that. I so like in consignment too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you thought about that.
I just keep, as you said, is like old, you know, that feel. I have that feel for that. The old vintage type of thing. Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, if you want to get a private session with me, I would love to talk more details with you. I know that we need to move on to different callers. I apologize.
Well, thank you so much, Little T.
Good luck.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, good call. And yeah, time's so short, 8 minutes left of the show. But here's the phone number, folks. Write it down to contact Psychic Little T, 609-320-7912, 609-320-7912. Were you going to say something, Little T?
No, I'm just sitting here shivering because this weather is crazy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, next caller. Let's go put on a blanket or something. I have like a really nice cool quilt that my wife stitched up, you know, made for me for Christmas.
Right.
Sometimes I'll throw that on me. Doing,
you mean
the show.
Crocheted?
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's a man talk.
I'm like, bitch.
Yeah, she does that really beautifully. And anyway, next caller, 617. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from? Hello, 617. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Can we get your first name?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's your
first
name?
Thank you for taking my call. It's
sure.
Annette.
Sue Annette. Okay. Great. Boston.
She said
right?
something. I don't know.
Okay. Annette. Okay.
Annette.
Welcome, Annette. Okay.
Hi.
Great.
Hey, Annette.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Oh, I love it.
All right. All right.
You know, we're having way too much fun.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. I'm always having fun. I'm always having fun.
Life is too short, isn't it?
Yes. And I don't care.
So what's your question, sweetie?
They really don't like it, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm still going to laugh. I'm still going to laugh my way through. My question is, do you see a friendship between myself and a gentleman healing? Because we're at a distance right now.
No, I don't. Okay. The disconnect is totally there. It feels more on your end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get too personal, but
That's
it feels
okay.
like he cheated. And you're just kind of like, no, I'm over it.
Oh. Oh.
Is it making sense?
I don't know who he cheated with, because even though we're just friends,
mm-hmm.
I know that he has a girlfriend.
Well, technically you're the other woman, so.
Oh, gosh.
If he has a girlfriend, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's
not,
not what
intimate.
You need. But
we're
it's what, no, emotional sometimes is worse than physical.
Mm, yeah.
So, I mean, and that's exactly, you're seeing what you don't want. Like, because
mm-hmm.
you got to look at like this.
Mm-hmm.
If he can do it to her, he'll do it to you.
Yes.
Sorry, guys, but I've been down this road.
It's
and
true.
I refuse to take the person back because not only did you physically cheat on me, you emotionally cheated on me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's too many fishes.
Is he still with his girlfriend?
I would actually have to talk to him.
Okay.
But from, I don't want to make any assumptions,
mm-hmm.
but I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you this, Annette.
Mm-hmm.
Life is too short. You
That's
are the
true.
Most bubbliest person that I've met on the show so far. And you have a wonderful personality.
Yes.
Don't settle. And again,
yes.
I would love to talk to you more in a private session.
Right.
My information is on the website. So, you know, I know that we have short time, but don't settle, sweetie. You got too much
You're
going
right.
on.
This is true.
You have a brain. Please use it. Because
right.
we're so
well,
much in we want. I mean,
yeah.
we need this, this, and this. No,
yeah.
we want this.
Yeah.
Women
because
have
I'm
been strong
has,
for years.
I'm the one that's actually pulled back from him.
Right. Because you're seeing all the warning signs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Them red flags are
games.
There for a reason.
He likes to play games. He
okay.
likes to play emotional games.
You already got your answer then.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
you're, wow. Just
yeah.
keep doing what you're doing and keep
okay.
backing off from him. Let
yeah.
him play his games, but let him
exactly.
go find somebody else that is going to play his games. You're too good of a woman, and you
That's
know
true.
What you want in a man.
Yes.
Don't settle.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
You
and
know,
it actually
God
feels
is
going to
send
good.
You somebody.
Oh, I know. I know it actually feels good. I feel a sense of, I don't feel like I have to babysit him and I take care of him emotionally, and it's like I just put the wall down, and it's like,
what?
I'm not
Let
doing
me tell
this no
you
more.
This. Another word that came to mind is he's safe.
Mm.
So he's safe, and you're just kind of like, okay, I can do my thing. I can give him a call. Hey, what are you doing? Let's go have a drink or two. And then he goes home, and you go home. You're not emotionally attached.
Right.
Because I don't feel like you're really ready yet, but you're ready, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yes.
Like, you have
all
these
wants. I'm not ready for
wants.
That.
Girl, when you least expect it, God's going to send you the man of your dreams.
Oh, I know.
I just wish I could give you a timeline. But leave this knucklehead
That's okay.
alone. He's
What's
a knucklehead.
That?
I said he's
he
a
is.
Knucklehead.
He
okay.
is. Oh,
so,
he is.
You know, if you need some more advice, my website's there. Please, give me a
I
call.
I will.
It was nice talking with you. I'm sure our
you
time
too.
Is about to be cut off.
That's okay. We'll talk. Definitely, we'll reach out again. I'll reach out again.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Have
All
a
right,
good
honey.
Night.
You as well. Many blessings. Thank you, Michael.
Thank
All
you.
All right. Sure. Take All care. Right. Bye-bye. Great weekend. Okay. All right. Yes, we are 90 seconds and less. That was in
See,
my ear.
I love
which...
calls like that.
Yes. Yes, love it. Love the way you take calls, too. I mean, you know, a couple of shows and, you know, you've loosened up and you're psychic, you're like, you know, yourself, and private readings have to be awesome. So, yeah, time is short. 60 seconds is what I just heard. 609-320-7912. That's how you contact Psychic Little T. It's on the show page, though. You can't miss it, plus the website. Contact her. Set up your private session. Psychic Little T, have a great weekend, and we'll see you back
too.
Here next week. All right, take
Thanks,
care, my
Mike.
Friend.
Bye.
All right, much love. Bye-bye. All right, just really enjoy her being on the show, as you can tell. Okay, everybody, redial. We're going to do one more hour we're going to go right to Lilydale, the mecca of spirituality in the United States, I believe. I've been doing this almost 10 years now. And Greg Keane is going to be here taking your calls, Reverend Gregory Keane. So everybody redial, and we will see you in on flash.